debt worries in Europe after the IMF chief's arrest.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, is expected to be arraigned in New York this morning. He was arrested over the weekend and charged with sexually assaulting a maid at a Manhattan hotel. Strauss-Kahn is a key player in bailout negotiations for European countries like Greece and Spain, which are currently asking for help with their debt. Christopher Wirth has this report now from London.
Needless to say, the meetings in Brussels will go on without the IMF chief, who's been instrumental in negotiating bailouts for Europe's troubled economies. His absence could make a big difference today. Andrew Lillico is with Europe Economics. He says there's been a growing divide within the IMF over whether those bailouts are working. He says while Strauss-Kahn worked hard to prevent default on sovereign debt for countries like Greece, IMF staff has wanted to force bank bondholders into sharing the losses.
With Dominique Strauss-Kahn gone, I think that it's plausible that the cracks begin to show in the public face here, so that this IMF technical staff view that bondholders should be allowed to lose some money becomes more public.
And Strauss-Kahn's departure could shake up who heads the IMF as well. That job has traditionally gone to a European, but big creditors to the IMF, like Brazil, might want to see that change. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Now to fracking, a process used to extract natural gas from rock formations. New York State's Attorney General is threatening to sue the federal government this week if environmental regulators don't agree to a study of fracking. The suit would be just the latest in a growing number of legal actions against the practice. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
The U.S. is awash in natural gas, but the latest drilling technology that's made the glut possible isn't winning any popularity awards. Fracking involves a high-pressure cocktail of water, chemicals, and sand injected into shale rock deep underground. Gas companies are drilling wells from Pennsylvania to Wyoming, and it doesn't always go smoothly.
There have been explosions of homes. There's a lot of people who can now actually light their water.
Buffalo attorney Richard Lippis says the mad rush to squeeze gas from rock is already turning into a Fair Employment Act for lawyers. Lippis is an old hand at pollution suits. He defended victims of Love Canal back in the day. He's brought a half dozen fracking lawsuits in Pennsylvania and New York.
Water contamination is one of the major problems.
Along with toxic wastewater spills and air pollution, some homeowners are bringing in firepower from the Big Apple. Mark Byrne is a partner with a Manhattan firm that won a Whopper settlement for 9/11 cleanup workers.
We have cases in Colorado, in West Virginia. We are looking at areas such as North Dakota, Wyoming.
Byrne is also suing on behalf of families in Dimmock, Pennsylvania, a fracking contamination case made famous in the Oscar-nominated doc Gasland. He's also weighing the first fracking class action.
Wherever there is shale and there is natural gas trapped underneath, there will be litigation.
But gas companies are fighting back hard. It's not just profit at stake. Fracking could ensure a 100-year supply of U.S. gas. University of Tulsa law professor Hannah Wiseman says even if you don't live near a gas well, you might want to pay attention to these frack fights.
Hydraulic fracturing is important in that it has allowed production of an abundant domestic resource that is typically viewed as cleaner than other fossil fuels.
And all the roads, trucks, and pipelines that go with it may soon be coming to a neighborhood near you. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down right now across Europe and Asia, about 0.7% lower in London. Today is the day the U.S. hits the federal debt limit of $14.3 trillion. But the Treasury Department says it can delay a default until August using special accounting tactics. We'll get earnings today from JCPenney and from Lowe's Home Improvement. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow fell 100 points to finish the week at 12,595.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years committed to innovation in diabetes care. Learn more at novonordisk-us.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ.
This is a big week for the TV networks. They'll be selling their fall shows to potential advertisers. It's called the upfronts because advertisers can lock in ad rates up front for the season. And as Marketplace's Janet Babin reports, it looks like NBC may turn to its news team to deliver a hit show.
The last thing many people remember about NBC is Jay Leno's weeknight show that crashed and burned. NBC's new owner, Comcast, will now go the safe route. It'll reportedly debut a primetime news magazine. Stephen Battaglio is business editor at TV Guide.
This is what I know about the show. It's not a filler. You know, NBC has a very strong news division. It makes a lot of money, and they have a lot of big-name news talent.
Like the new show's reported host, Brian Williams. And while a new drama or comedy can easily become a money pit, news is far cheaper to produce. Robert Thompson's pop culture professor at Syracuse University.
Would I want to bet my retirement fund, what's left of it, on the success of this? No. This is, I think, in some ways going to be a tough sell.
Tough because the world doesn't exactly need another news magazine. But at least, Thompson says, NBC won't rely on a new reality show to save itself. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And finally to Texas, which has just gotten a taste of a delicious California treat known as In-N-Out Burger. The chain opened its first restaurants east of Arizona last week, and the reaction was pretty amazing. One woman was filmed crying after she tasted her first In-N-Out double cheeseburger, known as a double-double. And the drive-through line in Frisco, Texas at lunchtime last week was 2 miles long. Well, Texas, here's a tip from L.A. If you want to avoid the wait, just say there's a celebrity in the car. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Oil has brought fortunes to Nigeria. Pollution, though, and violence, too. So, worth it?
But when you look at what oil money could have done to the country, could have changed, that's where you feel almost as if what has been achieved is nothing.
I'm Kai Rizdal, where oil and prosperity don't necessarily go hand in hand. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.